from Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. The other day, I was thinking about my early days as a working flight instructor. I remember hanging out with a bunch of other instructors at Palwaukee Airport, grousing about how we'd live on the $5 an hour we could get paid if we were able to sit in the right seat of a Cessna 150 long enough. Then one day, we heard about this guy on the airport who was willing to instruct for free. I mean, zero, zip, nada, just because he loved flying so much. He had another job, so he didn't really care much about the money, I guess. I can tell you, the rest of us instructors didn't much like the idea of a competitor undercutting our prices. There was a lesson, though, about pilot wages I took from this experience after one of the other guys told me not to worry about that instructor. "Hey," he said, "the guy may get a few students, sure, but don't you think they'll be paying him what both his students and that instructor think they're worth?" I never forgot that, actually. So on to today's topic. The lousy pay at the regional airlines. Many people are still wondering how it can possibly continue. But first, a little context. Most of the regional airline groups in the United States serve more than one airline. But because there aren't very many of those regional airline groups left in the United States, nor are there very many major carriers left, the competition becomes really cutthroat. That means those carriers are looking for ways to keep their costs low, and the first place they look, you got it, pilot wages. Let's compare Envoy, the old American Eagle carrier, with the mainline pilots at American Airlines. You may have heard recently that the American mainline pilots, represented by the Allied Pilots Association, just signed a new contract, one that gives them an immediate 23% pay hike and 3% annual raises after that. Not bad. But then American Airlines pulled down some serious profits the past few years, including the recent windfall off the drop in fuel prices. A point about those percentages, though. Long before AA sought bankruptcy protection a few years ago, their pilots took pay and benefit cuts worth about 35% to help the company stay afloat. This, of course, was happening while AA management was lining its own pocket with some hefty bonuses, cash payouts that eventually cost those folks their jobs. By the way, that kind of management behavior, well, it happens a lot more than you think, actually, and it's one reason pilots and management have never gotten along very well at any airline. But back to the Envoy pilots, who just signed a contract that freezes their already measly wages for at least another 10 years. So despite being represented by the Airline Pilots Association, the Envoy pilots are now guaranteed to remain poor for at least another decade. However, that's not the only reason regional pilots are so poorly paid. The pilots have a hand in this. If regional airline management came to understand that pilots wouldn't work for these awful wages, rates that enable some of them to qualify for food stamps, something would have to give. Perhaps the main lines would need to pay more for their regional feeds, or perhaps ticket prices would need to go up, or maybe the cheapskate regionals might even be forced to shut down. But remember, regional pilots don't need to accept the wages they're offered. And until they begin refusing this kind of pay, I guess we can only say that, well, maybe they too seem to know what their efforts are worth. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. We'll see you next time. And be sure to visit the Aviation Minute Archive at jetwine.com if you'd like to catch up on some past episodes.